free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the shameful use of a teenager at the UN. But I'm going to give you some context for this. This has been a long time coming. 10 years ago, I did a video talking about the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child, the UNCRC. Every country in the world has ratified this UN treaty, except for the United States. And if you wonder why some of the strange things that we are now seeing, even though we've not ratified it in the United States, some of the strange stuff that is being done to our children. Mastectomies for girls under 13 who suffer from gender dysphoria. Sorry. I have some difficulty speaking there, but I don't need an operation for that. Just a little bit more sleep, perhaps. Nevertheless, when we look at what's going on with us, this is all based on the idea that children need to be able to make their decisions, and they make these decisions apart from and separate from their parents. Now, we can take a look at Greta's parents, and they are quite a trip. Quite frankly, we have... You've probably seen by now Greta's witch mom and her Illuminati-type videos that she does. Her mother is a singer, and her father is an actor. This family loves attention. And when I looked at Greta, one of the things that came into my mind was, where are her parents? Well, you don't need parents, according to the United Nations. The children should be treated and accorded every right and be listened to just like an adult. They are not adults in training. They are adults and individuals. And the parents have responsibilities, but the parents have no rights. Do you understand the difference there? Do you understand how you have no right? That the children do not belong to the parents? The children belong to, let's see, who do they belong to? Well, that would be the people that you see controlling them, wouldn't it? The people in the government schools. The people who are indoctrinating them. So today we're going to take a look at The Village of the Damned, Part 2. This is our sequel from last week. I guess we could call this sequel United Nations Uberales, because there are some very, very distinct fascist authoritarian tendencies that are coming out of this. As Chris Horner, an individual that I've worked with in the past, pointed out, he said, no free society would ever accept the stuff that is being proposed to us. Do away with your meat, kill your children, don't have any children, all these different things that are happening. You know, we're going to take your cars, going to put you in micro apartments in the city and so forth. Nobody would accept this. Nobody would accept this. No free society would accept this. So you must take the freedom first. And the way that they're doing this is with the children. They have the children. It takes a village to do this, and it is a village of the damned. So we're going to take a look at that as we go through it. You know, Harper's Magazine was right up front with all of this. They said, and here's their headline from the New American, Harper's Magazine Forum says, the problem is the Constitution. Do we need the Constitution? It said on the magazine's cover. Yes, there are still some magazines out there for a short period of time. Harper's is one of those. In fact, the article based on a forum at Newark University Law School this past spring concluded that the Constitution is the source of most of our modern political problems. I would say that the Constitution is the problem. The Constitution is the problem for these people who want to take everything that we have, who want to impose an authoritarian austerity on us, and they must take the Constitution. They must take our freedoms before they can impose that on us. So today we're going to take a look at what Greta said at the UN, but we're going to go deeper. I'm going to tell you what is really behind all of this. It's been a long time running, folks. You can run on for a long time, but right now they're cutting us down if we don't cut this down. And I think it's very appropriate that President Trump went to the UN and talked about religion, because this other climate change thing has become a religion. It is a clash of religions.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video. Libertarian.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
September the 24th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take a look at some of the insanity of the left that was on display, but we're also going to take a look at what is underneath this. And the way children are being used is, of course, nothing new. They always, every agenda that they have, well, it's for the children, but I'm going to tell you that there is an agenda underneath that that is very, very dangerous. You know, one of the, of course, we're going to take a look at what happened at the UN. It takes a village, the village of the damned, and we're going to be ruled by UN agendas. And that's what we can see coming up here, how this is playing out. But in D.C., there was also a protest. And I think in order to put this in the proper context, you just got to see this disgusting display of this guy twerking in the street in his hot pants, cut-off jeans, wearing a rainbow suspenders. Let's roll the clip. Poor Labra throw up at this guy. He's holding up traffic there. A couple of dozen left-wing environmental groups that are out there, but I'm sorry to have to show that to you, but that is the reality of the world that we live in. We got to face reality, as painful as it is. This guy, as Breitbart's Nolte pointed out, they decide they would save the planet by forcing cars in the District of Columbia to sit still and idle. And that's basically it. They want to do that in terms of roads as well. They don't want roads to be built. It's far better for you to set at traffic lights, waste your time, and let your car idle as well. You know, because burning your time and burning fuel is what these people are all about. Do not build roads. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And so you have these climate warriors out there. Absolutely disgusting. But I don't know that it's any less disgusting what was done by Greta, who basically this little middle school kid who gave the middle finger to President Trump and everybody else in the world who is a climate skeptic, because that means that we are really on the side of science. Science has never settled, Greta. Someday you may learn this if you grow up. But of course, you don't think you're going to grow up. And quite frankly, when I look at her, I'm very concerned for her mental health. Where are her parents? Well, you don't need parents, according to the United Nations. Look, this all goes back to the UN Convention for Children's Rights. This is where this kind of attitude, this is where this gaslighting of kids along the lines of gender, all the insane criminal things that are being done to children, the psychological manipulation, the psychological damage, the physiological damage that's being done to kids, the sexualizing of these children, the rape of these children, quite frankly, these people who are pushing pedophilia. This all goes back to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. I did a short video on this about 10 years ago. You had the same people who were affiliated with Homeschool Legal Defense Association were also pushing a parental rights amendment to the Constitution. I think that's a good idea. I think it'd be good, however, if we were to pay attention to just any of the amendments in the Bill of Rights. I mean, every single one of them has been ignored. So as much as it is important to get people's attention to the problem, I don't know that a constitutional convention or a constitutional amendment is going to make any difference as long as we have people who swear to uphold the Constitution and do everything they can to destroy it once they take office. And that's really the situation we have right now in the Republicans and Democrat parties completely. Even in the Trump White House, this is the situation. Let's understand this. But think back about the UN agendas, where this is all coming from. Of course, at the basis of all this climate stuff, we have the UN Agenda 21 was what it was called. Sometime in the 21st century, they're going to destroy the world's economy and societies, and they're going to establish an austerity program that is enforced by central government. You have to have a global problem in order to have global government. And now they have the final solution for us. That's what it really, we should start calling it the final solution. It is a Nazi plan for the world. And they've got a very specific time for this now. After they came up with UN Agenda 21, sometime in the 21st century, then they came out with something that was more specific, the UN 2030 Agenda. So by 2030, they're going to accomplish this because they know, as anybody who has accomplished, and these people, quite frankly, they're not dreamers. They're achievers. They know how to get things done. You don't get anything done if you don't have a deadline on it. And that is the deadline. And it really emphasis on the dead part, dead economies, dead on energy and everything else. But it's all to make us sustainable, of course. And you keep seeing this 2030 agenda. As a matter of fact, last night we watched the original Terminator again. My family did. Been a long time since we'd seen it. And it opens up. 2029. I said, there it is again. 2029, 2030. You know, this is the point at which we have achieved our destruction of civilization. So we can rebuild it over in the ruins. You know, whether it's the Skynet or somebody else doing this. It's always 2030. Isn't that interesting? Now, the UN also has, when they, in order to sell their final solution, you've got to have the problem, and the people who are inventing and producing the problem, that's it. Yeah, there's a 2030. That's the end of humanity there rolling over the skulls. You've got to have the problem. You got to push a problem. You got to invent a problem. And that's what the UN IPCC is about. The UN IPCC. That's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And they were the ones who are pushing all of this global warming, but now they have pulled back and said, well, it's just climate change. Because they pushed global cooling, a global ice age, and they pushed global warming, and now they just said, okay, it's just climate change. We don't really know, but it's a crisis. And we don't have any time. We got to act now. Act now. Offer will soon expire. Well, they've got a lot of other UN agendas too, don't they? We've also got the UN agenda, which we call the war on drugs. That was a UN agenda, conservatives. You may think that that was Nixon's idea. You may think it's a good idea to try to stop what is essentially a spiritual problem, not by even medical treatment or psychological treatment. That would be an improvement. I mean, the real core is a spiritual problem. But you're going to treat it by locking people up and arresting people and shooting people and taking their property and that type of thing. No, that's not going to do it. And many police will tell you that as well. But they created the war on drugs. In 1961, they created all the schedules. They handed it to Nixon. He turned in his homework in 1971, called it the war on drugs. So we got the UN war on drugs. Of course, we have the UN open borders agenda. They actually call it, they have the UN population division, and they've actually put out a paper, and they call it replacement migration. That's the UN's own term for this, replacement migration, in their paper. So the open borders, the migration of peoples, so that we can destroy different cultural and national borders so we can have a one world, right? That's essential to them. That is an essential part of their agenda, the open borders, the replacement migration. They also have a gun control agenda. The UN Arms Trade Treaty, UNATT. We're now seeing that play out with the push for universal background checks. And this was a part of the gun walking program that began under the George W. Bush administration went on for a long time before it blew up in the Obama administration with Fast and Furious. Fox News doesn't like to talk about the George W. Bush part of this, but they were involved in this just as much as the Obama administration. And the idea was that you can't have small arms traversing over borders. So they create a false flag to do that, to create a problem. So they could come back in and push this UN arms trade treaty that would say, well, in order to not let firearms cross the border, we're going to have to register every single firearm and every single firearm user and the ammunition, too. And it extends to even more obscure things like the UN Global Forum on Road Traffic Safety. That's about sustainable transportation. Well, the only way transportation is going to be sustainable if it is all controlled and owned by the government and their cronies. But we'll be back and talk about the core of this, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds, plus these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, then it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented SilverSol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, the sky is falling and there is nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide, except to the UN. They will protect us. They will protect us from this global disaster. They have a solution. It is a centrally planned economy, and they will be the ones who are planning it and the ones who are running it. As I was saying as we went to break, the UN's got a lot of agendas. They've got a lot of solutions for us. They always create a problem and then they create the solution. We got the war on drugs. That came from the United Nations. We have the open borders. Actually, they call it replacement migration. That is to destroy nations, to destroy cultures, to destroy borders and boundaries and so forth. So we can have a one world government. That comes from the UN as well. Their UN arms trade treaty, that's their war on guns to go along with their war on drugs, because, you know, the war on drugs allows them to put the police state tactics in necessary to implement all the rest of these. That's why they did that. You know, it wasn't that they were concerned about you staying sober and clear-minded. No. They needed the draconian law enforcement methods, the destruction of human rights, the destruction of due process that came with the war on drugs. That was foundational to implementing these other agendas. And, of course, the replacement migration also harkens back to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And that's what I want to talk about right now. Because when you look at the news and you look at how the gender confusion that is being done, the irreversible sex change operations that are being done on children, in many cases against the wishes of their parents, the parents are suing and the schools are saying, or the state is saying, no, you're not going to do anything about that. We've identified with them, we have worked with them and identified that they are suffering from gender dysphoria. Therefore, we're going to give them a chemical castration, or we're going to give them a mastectomy, and these are minor children. Where is this coming from? Where is this idea coming from? Well, even though this UN convention has not been ratified in America, and we are the only country in the world that has not ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the only one. But make no mistake about it, it is being implemented in America, nevertheless. And they're using these children as their human shields, just like Saddam Hussein did. But when we look at the speech that Greta made, and we're going to show that in just a minute, when we look at that, understand that after she made her speech, that I'm sure you've seen parts of this, we're going to play them again. As soon as she made that speech, she and some other children, well, maybe she's just the only one who did it. I don't know if she had some other kids as joint complainers about this. But they filed a children's human rights claim against five countries. She tweeted out that she did it through the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. This is a 30-year-old UN idea. And soon after the speech, that's right, she and 15 other children filed a human rights complaint with the UN against five nations for allegedly violating this 30-year-old treaty, failing to, quote, prevent the deadly and foreseeable consequences of climate change on children. So that's the legal means by which they do this. And in most countries, this is the legal means by which they implement these policies. Now, here in the United States, we don't need to join the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child because we have a federal judiciary that completely ignores the Constitution and will impose their will on people as they see fit. And it is the federal judiciary that is imposing the ideas behind this 30-year-old UN agenda, imposing them court by court on our children. Now, the countries that were named in this UNCRC lawsuit or complaint, I should say, not a lawsuit, it's a complaint by these children and Greta, were Germany, France, Brazil, Argentina, and Turkey. And you look at that and you say, well, why not India? Why not China? Because in this complaint, one of the things that they're really upset about is that the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement is not being implemented properly. Well, even though India and China are the largest polluters anyway. They've got the dirtiest factories and facilities. They are not really under the Paris Climate Agreement of 2015. They could continue to build power generation that is very antiquated in its design, very dirty in the air that it puts out, and they can build those without any restriction on the quality of the air that comes out of those facilities and without any limitation on the number of those that are built. And so it's just like, go for it, right? They cap and reduce the U.S. and Europe immediately under Paris Climate Accord. And that's why they're suing them. Oh, you haven't capped or reduced this as you required under this four-year-old agreement. And so the U.S., thanks to President Trump, is not in the Paris Climate Agreement. It was never a treaty that we signed. It was never ratified by the Senate. And so she can't complain about it. And she also can't complain about the UNCRC because we're not in that either. Now, some of the articles say that China was not listed in the complaint because they've not ratified a portion of the treaty. I'm not sure that's correct. The UN brags that every nation on earth, they said it is the most widely ratified treaty ever, this UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Every country has ratified that except for the United States. I think the reason that China is not mentioned in that is because there were no restrictions for them under the Paris Climate Accord. If you're worried about global climate change, and many people who are worried about that, many people who do think that that is an issue, that man-made factors are causing climate change. I don't believe in either of those premises. I don't believe the climate is changing. I don't believe that it is due, and the weather is being changed by what people are doing. But regardless, the people who do believe that, many of them criticize the Paris Climate Accord because they said this is nothing but a redistribution of pollution from the West to India and China. And it was. It was. It didn't do anything at all about that. So let's take a look at the war on guns, the war on drugs, the war on energy, and how do they accomplish all this? In addition to their population migration, well, they do it with a war on the family. A war on the family, a war on parental rights. And this is all part of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. It defines a child as any human being under the age of 18. Nations that ratify this convention are bound to it by international law. Compliance is monitored by the UN. They have a committee for that on the rights of the child. Governments of countries that have ratified the convention are required to report to, they're required to appear before, the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child periodically to be examined on their progress with regards to the advancement of the implementation of the convention and the status of child rights in their country. Do you really want to be subject to the United Nations? I don't even want the United Nations to exist. This thing is a plague on every liberty that we have. Every child, they say, has basic rights, things like a right to life. Oh, really? Tell that to Planned Parenthood. Right to life is something that is purged off of social media. You don't get to talk about right to life on Twitter or on Facebook without getting shadow banned or completely and overtly banned. Yeah, right to life, yeah. But you also have a right to your own name and your own identity. And boy, have they used that one. We'll be right back. Tell you how this is playing out in the UN and in our families when we return. Stay with us.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American Heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them, and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping and double Patriot points. I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars. And we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan. And we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that's your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up, like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, before we had the UN war on guns, before we had the UN war on energy that they call UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, we had the war on the family. Going back to 1990 is when this UN Convention on the Rights of the Child began. And if you want to see what it spawned, take a look at Greta. She is the crowning achievement. She is the child of the UN. It takes a village. A village of the damned. And she is the poster child for what they want. They don't want families. They don't want parents raising children. They want to be the ones to raise the children. And you can see what the result is. She referenced the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child when she sued five countries yesterday after giving her tantrum at the UN. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child obliges states to allow parents to exercise their parental responsibility, but nowhere in that convention is there anything said about parental rights. As a matter of fact, they specifically attack the idea that parents, that children belong to the parents. You saw Melissa Harris-Perry talk about that right? MSNBC. And that was, oh, how long ago is that? Maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It was a public service announcement by MSNBC. It was a public disservice announcement by them. But that is merely a reflection of a 30-year-old treaty that is out there. You may not realize where this is coming from. That notion is very old. It did not come from the Democrat Party. It did not come from Melissa Harris Perry. They are implementing it. The courts, the federal courts, are implementing it, even though it hasn't been ratified as a treaty. But that's where this idea comes from. Just like the war on drugs is not Richard Nixon's bad idea. It's the bad idea of the United Nations. They say that as part of this, all state parties must, quote, take all appropriate legislative, administrative, social, and educational measures to protect the child from all forms of physical or mental violence. Mental violence. They're the ones who are bullying the children, who are scaring them to death. Now, these children, you now got a new branch, I guess you could call it, not a branch of psychology, but a new program within psychology where they say, we got to do something about these kids. And they're scared to death the world is going to end because of climate change. And we can't just dismiss it as paranoia because this is real. And so we got to address this somehow. They'll break out the SSRIs. We got to help these kids. And we're going to show that death stare from her in just a moment here. But one final thing about this. Think about the fact that the states must do all these different things to, quote unquote, help the children because their parents won't, right? Legislative, administrative, social, and educational measures, right? That's where this is all going. But they're not really too concerned, for example, about child marriage. Isn't that interesting? Because you see, when you treat children like adults, that opens the door for pedophiles, doesn't it? All these pedophiles. Jeffrey Epstein, the people who defend Jeffrey Epstein, like Alan Dershowitz, have all written about the fact that this is an antiquated cultural notion that we have statutory rape or that children cannot consent to sex. And of course it is if you allow children to consent to whatever, to this gender dysphoria that is being pushed on them. It is abusive, mental abuse that they're pushing this on the children. But that's the whole bottom line. So the Convention on the Rights of the Child is completely silent about child marriage as slavery. They don't even talk about child marriage. It's okay. It's okay because, you treat the children as adults and you treat the adults as children. That's the bottom line. Everything is upside down, topsy-turvy, the same way that they turned the Constitution. So it used to be in the Constitution, the way it's written, what they swear to uphold is that the federal government has very limited, delegated powers. And other than that, they don't have any powers. 9th and 10th Amendment make that very clear. Instead, what they've said is, we have power over everything in your life. And unless it's expressly prohibited. And even when it is expressly prohibited, like the 1st and 2nd Amendment, they don't really care about that either. So when we look at this, the idea, and it specifically says, this is, I'm reading from UNICEF's thing. What is the Convention on the Rights of the Child? Well, children are not just objects who belong to their parents. That's where Melissa Harris Perry got it from. That's where the Democrats got it from. That's where MSNBC got it from. They got it from this document. They got it from the UN. And what you saw yesterday with Greta Thunberg and her temper tantrum and her lectures and her complaints filed under this UNCRC, that is the fruit of this. Children are not objects belong to their parents. They're not adults in training. They're individuals with their own rights. So therefore, they can consent to sex. Child marriage is okay. It's not rape. It's not slavery. And it is the most widely ratified human rights in history, brags UNICEF. It also has enabled children to have their voices heard and to participate in their societies. Global changes like environmental change and mass migration, also UN agendas, are completely changing childhood, they said. So they brag about the fact they're changing childhood. Let's talk about an alternative to this, the idea that parents and families are something that is important, something that should be preserved, and that they have a sphere of authority. You need to start thinking, to think correctly, to get back the free society and the freedoms that formed the basis of the Constitution, what our founders' mindset was. We have different spheres of authority. There is a sphere of authority of the church. There is one of the family. There is one of the local government. There is one of the state government. And there's one of the federal government. Now, these spheres are not arranged in a hierarchical order. They are separate and autonomous. And you don't enter into and penetrate and break one of those spheres unless somebody has violated their responsibility and what they have done. And if they're abusing their authority, for example, in a family, if you've got parents who are abusive, then the state can violate that sacred sphere. But unless and until that happens, and until it is proven with due process, you stay out of the family's business. Let's go back 10 years ago, a video that I did to explain the danger of this UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which at that point in time was 20 years old, and how we needed to do something to consciously resist this in America, because the courts were implementing this even though the treaty had not been ratified. And we can now see this in space. Boy, never saw 10 years ago this whole idea of gender dysphoria and everything else that's been done to our children in the meantime. But here's the clip 10 years ago, video 6.
No government, no matter how well-intentioned, can replace the nurturing love of a parent. Yet in the United States, judicial activism and a pending UN treaty are poised to tear apart this most fundamental bond of society. These foreign and domestic threats would undermine the parental role and overrule parental wishes. All parents would have the legal status of an abusive parent, with the state and not the parents deciding what is in the best interest of the child. The relentless encroachment of judges and UN treaties that assume that government, not parents, has the best interests of the child at heart will be stopped by nothing short of a constitutional amendment explicitly stating the rights of parents. Decisions affecting the child should be made by those who know and love that child, not by a distant bureaucracy. You can help protect children by helping those who care the most for them and those who care the best for them, the family. Find out what you can do at parentalrights.org.
A warning unheeded. And now in the last 10 years, you can see what has happened as we have allowed these courts, and at the time, the Obama administration had a push going on to ratify this in America. That didn't happen. But they don't need to ratify. They've got the courts that are implementing it. You can see what it's produced. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last, across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds, plus these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What I did 10 years ago. Talking about where this was headed. I get no satisfaction from being right. When I see what happens to our children, when I see what happens to children like Greta, how she's been used and abused by these people. She thinks that her future has been taken from her. It has. But not in the way that she thinks. I mean, it is annoying beyond belief to see these kids used to take away our freedoms and our government and to destroy the family. You know, her family is a wreck, apparently. I mean, you look at the stuff that her parents are doing, actress and a singer, and they've got their Illuminati videos that you can see. But it's really sad to see that happening. I mean, you know, her parents evidently are like these parents that take their kids to the drag queen story hour. They've taken them to the drag queen UN end of the world play. And it's sad to see kids abused that way. But I don't want to see my kids, my grandkids abused that way either. I don't want to see my freedoms taken. So it makes me angry, but it also makes me very sad to stand on the wall and to see this so clearly. All the things that are happening here, things that I could not have imagined how this would play out. And I wouldn't have imagined that it would happen this quickly. I saw, at that point in time, I saw attacks on the family saying that we will educate your children as we see fit. We will eliminate homeschooling as an option. We will impose other mandates on you and your children. But I could not even imagine the Sodom and Gomorrah perversions that are being foisted upon our children against the wills, the will of their parents. I tell you, if you put your kids in those schools, I'll tell you right again, I say it all the time, you put your kids in those schools, you have surrendered your children to the state. And they are knocking on the door, demanding that you give them your kids, just like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah knocked on the door, said, turn those men over to us. We want to rape them. Well, they want to rape your children, literally rape your children. And it's absolutely amazing. You know, when I look at this and the way this was explained in the UK and Scotland, for example, they've actually got an office there. They take this very seriously. They implement it faithfully. That's why you can see these types of abuses more so in the UK. They've really taken the leading edge because they've taken the leading edge in implementing this. But here it is the federal judiciary. There they have a Children and Young People's Commissioner of Scotland. And this is their document. I have the right to be listened to and taken seriously. Does that sound like Greta? One of the things the UNCRC does is to make it clear that human rights apply to children and young people just as they do to adults. And this is as true in Scotland as anywhere else in the world. For example, Article 12 of the UNCRC says that children and young people have the human right to have opinions and for these opinions to matter. It says opinions of children and young people should be considered when people make decisions about things that involve them, and they shouldn't be dismissed out of hand on the grounds of age. Care should be taken to make sure, for example, that girls' opinions are respected just as much as boys are, perhaps even more, right? I'm sure that that is the case. And when you look at the summary that is put out by the UN, when you look at their summary of Article 12, it sounds pretty innocuous. You have the right to have an opinion and for it to be listened to and taken seriously. Well, yeah, sure, right. Well, everybody's got an opinion. So what? Is it an informed opinion? Is it a rational opinion? Is there any basis in fact for that opinion? When you look at other, there are 42 articles in this UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And, of course, this is the document that forms the basis for Greta and 15 other children filing a complaint at the UN against five countries. Germany, France, Turkey, others, I forget all the different countries. It doesn't really matter. I don't really know what enforcement mechanism there is for this. But it's got a lot of silly stuff in it in context of what we actually see happening. You have the right to life. Yeah, right. They don't believe in the right to life. You have a right to privacy. For instance, you can keep a diary and other people are not allowed to see it. That is the summary by the UN. And these are very simple summaries, and they're not exactly true, because when you look at the actual document, the devil is in the details, isn't it? And that's especially true of this particular document. But, you know, when they talk about a right to privacy, nobody can look at your diary. What about Facebook? What about what it really is? DARPA's life log. Your permanent record, as Ed Snowden said. And again, well, I'm not going to get back into Snowden's book. But you have a right to live with your parents, unless we think that it's bad for you. You have a right to be brought up by your parents, if possible. And then you have rights to health care. You have a right to having your living arrangements checked regularly by the government. Oh, that's the right that I want to sign up for. Please come and inspect my home. just watch out for the lead flying your way when you try that, okay? You have a right to education, to develop your personality, and to instill rights, to respect the rights and values of others, and to respect the environment. See, that was there 30 years ago. They were going to use this to implement towards the kids. Now, where are we today? Because we ignored this warning. Where are we today? Well, we have, for example, an esteemed professor of pediatrics fired because he questioned the dangerous medical treatment of children with gender confusion. A distinguished professor of pediatrics has been fired after questioning dangerous, aggressive medical treatments for children with gender confusion. And this is from just last week, but he'd made the remarks in 2017. He's now got a lawsuit going on because what happened? He went to a panel discussion at the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, and he simply raised a very common sense notion that we should explore what's going on in a child's life, what sort of psychiatric issues a child might be facing before we undertake aggressive medical treatment. Following his remarks, Dr. Josephson, who is the division chief of child and adolescent psychiatry and psychology at the University of Louisville, was demoted, then effectively fired by the university. Despite receiving perfect marks on his annual evaluation for the three consecutive years prior, he said, it became clear that a few on my faculty were upset with some of the things that I'd said. Within a few short weeks, it was stunning how quickly it occurred. I was removed from my leadership position and then within the next year subjected to fairly hostile work environment situations. And finally, not that long ago, I was informed that my contract would not be renewed when it ended on June 30th of 2019. So he has now got the Alliance Defending Freedom defending him. He said, the inherent bias in many of the people doing this work is more of an activist nature rather than of a scientific nature, and those are some major concerns that many of us have about these kinds of studies. You know, we have Facebook and Instagram telling us that they are going to take a stand to protect physical and mental health of children online. And so they will hide any weight loss posts from users under 18. Okay, fine. But they will push gender confusion. They will push gender dysphoria, but not weight loss. Go ahead and eat those genetically modified cornflakes because they're great. They're great for you, right? Load it up on the sugar too. Add some additional sugar on top of the frosted flakes if you really want to get the full experience. We have, of course, as you've seen, the San Diego University normalizes pedophilia as just another sexual orientation. We have a trans lobbying group pushing for puberty blockers on children as young as 12. An NGO in the UK facing a backlash for telling teachers so-called puberty blockers are harmless and should be given to children as young as 12. Yeah, it's reversible. No, it's not. The trainer said puberty blocker medication doesn't make any changes. It just puts a pause button on the pituitary gland and it freezes puberty where it is. No, that is not true. And in California, we got 13-year-olds given mastectomies. And the Journal of American Medical Association, Pediatrics, refers to it as chest dysphoria. 13-year-old girls both had both breasts removed. Five were only 14. But that's okay. We do that to our kids. They have the right, says the UN. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live. My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Oh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beets is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it under the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beets today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beets at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beets with free shipping and double Patriot points.
listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, I've been talking about gender dysphoria and how it's being used and projected on the kids to abuse them. But we also, it's part of the UN idea that children don't belong to parents. They belong to the government. They belong to somebody, right? Because they are not adults. And so they have pushed this in there. So we not only have gender dysphoria, but it also is related to another mental disease, climate phobia. And we're going to talk about that coming up, because the individual who suffers from that, and it really is a shame how she has been psychologically abused by her parents, by the systems who have failed her, is Greta. So it's not just gender dysphoria, but it's also climate phobia. But let's talk a little bit more about how we have gotten into this transgender agenda for kindergartners and others. Again, doing mastectomies on girls who are 13 and 14 because they have chest dysphoria, seriously? So John Hopkins professor has talked about this whole child transgender trend. He said, many, many will regret this. He argues that doctors are doing the treatment without evidence. And I believe this is the same psychiatrist. I'm not sure, but I think it's the same psychiatrist. No, he was a Canadian. There was a Canadian guy who got into a lot of trouble on social media because he said, look, as a Canadian, I think the government ought to pay for sex change operations if somebody wants to do this. But you need to make sure that they are mentally mature. Do not do it. Do not let anybody do it. Not only do you not pay for it, but you don't let it happen to anybody unless they're 21 years old and they've lived that way for 2 years, because you've seen too many people regret it, especially children. They cannot make these kinds of life-changing decisions that are irreversible. But they can if you accept the premise of the UN and their Convention on the Rights of the Child. That's what this was all about. It was about splitting the kids away from the parents, treating them like adults and treating the parents like children. He went on to say, this is Paul McHugh from Johns Hopkins University saying something similar. He said, many people are doing what amounts to an experiment on these young children without telling them that it's an experiment. It would not be the first time and it will not be the last time that the government experiments on people. 5G is one example of that, but we've had many. You need evidence for that, says Dr. McHugh. And this is a very serious treatment. It is comparable to doing frontal lobotomies. Think about that. Or it's comparable to doing frontal mastectomies. I think their mental problems, often depression, discouragement, are the things that need treatment, not gender dysphoria, he said. And he said at the University of Rochester Medical Center, this is not where he teaches. He teaches at Johns Hopkins. At University of Rochester, they're saying, in fact, recent research has found that adult and teen brains work differently. Adults think with the prefrontal cortex, the rational part of the brain. This is the part of the brain that responds to situations with good judgment and an awareness of long-term consequences. But teens process information with the amygdala, I guess is the way you pronounce that. I'm not sure. This is the emotional part, however. So think about that, right? The brains of teens work differently than the brains of adults. That's why I call Alexandria occasional cortex what I call her, because occasionally she thinks with the prefrontal cortex like an adult, but that rarely ever happens. It can happen, but it rarely ever happens with her. For the most part, she is simply processing things with the emotions that she has, just like Greta does. And many of these children who are being gaslighted on gender dysphoria will come to regret it for sure. We're going to talk more about this insanity and what she had to say at the UN when we come back. Stay with us.
Happies is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happies is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happies, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happies today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at the insanity that has come about with transgenderism. I'll just remind you that Merriam-Webster dictionary people have added them to the dictionary as a, quote, non-binary pronoun. Merriam-Webster announced last Tuesday, that the dictionary has officially added they as a non-binary pronoun. They meaning a singular person. You're going to refer to a singular person as they. And we've had a celebrity say, that's how I want you to refer to me now. Meaning a man or a woman who doesn't identify as either male or female can go by the traditionally gender-neutral plural they and them instead of he or she. And as I mentioned this last week, I said, well, why don't we just use the term legion? remember when Jesus confronted the demon-possessed man? Or maybe it was a woman. I don't know. Maybe it was a woman identifying as a man. Man, woman, I don't know. But when Jesus said, what is your name? And he or it or they said, legion, for we are many. And I would suggest to you that it be more accurate. We talk about this infliction, this mental disease that is now being pushed on our children at a very young age. Alexandria Occasional Cortex was very happy about that, though. She tweeted out that that was great news. A shout out to all of our non-binary family in the world and the activists who have worked so hard to let us celebrate the full spectrum of humanity. I wonder, you know, look at the term that she used there, spectrum. She is maybe way out there on the spectrum, and some of these other people are as well. That's why I refer to again as Occasional Cortex, because she doesn't think with the prefrontal cortex, like an adult. She's only occasionally rational. I call her occasional cortex. She's thinking with the emotional part right now. But when you look at the way that this is being pushed and bullying, to bully people in these courts, we see headlines like a Canadian single dad faces human rights complaint for even asking about the babysitter's gender. You know, this type of stuff and the way that they're pushing it on the kids is all coming from the United Nations. Specifically, the case, again, that I talked about briefly just last week, when Switzerland's Supreme Court ruled that parents have no right to homeschool their kids. And I put this out there and I said, well, the Supreme Court has ruled that there is no right to homeschool. Just to get people's attention. Because while it isn't the U.S. Supreme Court just yet, it is coming. And here's what the Swiss Federal Court, the Swiss Supreme Court said. They ruled against a mother from the city of Basel who had in 2017 applied for permission to school her 8-year-old son at home. She applied for permission. She should not be subject to them. The family is a unit that is every bit as important as any civil authority. School authorities, however, rejected the application, and then she went to a court in the particular canton where she lived, and they rejected it. She appealed to the Swiss Supreme Court, and they rejected it. And they ruled that the constitutional right to a private life does not apply to homeschooling. The court noted that no international treaty grants a right to homeschooling because, again, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is adamantly against the idea of homeschooling. Education is something that needs to be provided by the state, and they will help you to determine your identity. They will help you to respect the environment in the proper manner. And the state will provide you with all the things that we used to say is something that you're going to get from your family. They'll provide you with a place to live. They'll provide you with medical care. They'll provide you with an education, and on and on. The government as parent. As parent, always, always. You never, from cradle to grave, the government will be your parent. And as they point out in this article, the cantons in Switzerland are semi-sovereign administrative divisions, kind of what our states have become now. That's not what the states are in the Constitution. Let's make that very clear. The states created the federal government. They delegated, limited, enumerated powers to the federal government and retained the rest of those powers. But now we treat them as if they are administrative subdivisions that are only semi-sovereign. Now, that's a great definition of American states, not just Swiss cantons. I got upset about the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child in the last segment, and I forgot to plug, because, folks, if we don't plug here, if we don't get support from you, we will go away here. I mean, we have been under tremendous attack, not only in social media, but now with DDoS. We have direct denial of service attacks that are making it difficult for people to even get to our website. If you can get there, you will find some great sales, because we have started our Black Friday comes early sale. We have 50% off all InfoWars Life products, and up to 50% off many preparedness products, and you get free shipping and double Patriot points. Patriot points, of course, are things that you can use in the future for additional discounts, but right now you're going to get double Patriot points, 50% off, and free shipping on pretty much everything that we sell. In terms of our InfoWars Life products, those are the all-natural supplements that are very effective, things like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You need to make sure that you have proper iodine. It's not being supplemented in many of the foods now. It used to be a part of that. They started removing that supplementation. But this is a great pure form of iodine. We have Turbo Force, 50% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Super Blue Toothpaste. No fluoride, but it has nano silver to fight bacteria and to fight viruses as well. But bacteria is going to cause tooth decay. It's far more effective at protecting your teeth than fluoride would ever have been. But again, you can find Super Blue Toothpaste 50% off, plus free shipping, double Patriot points for all these different products. We have many preparedness products. Many of them, many of the packages of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food are 50% off. The 3-month, the 6-month, the 1-year supply, all those are 50% off. The 2-week, the 4-week supply are 40% off. Take a look at those. And also, we have $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, Gravity Feed Water Filtration System. You should always have at least one of those, because you never know when you're going to have, especially this time of year, storm season, you may lose your ability to get access to water if power goes out. Or you may have the water supply contaminated with flood and overflow. So you want to make sure that you've got some water set aside and then a way to filter it, but always, always filter your water. Even if it is clear and you can't see anything, it tastes great, there may be chemicals in there that have spilled in the ground supply or have been put in there intentionally by the government or out of neglect, as we saw in Flint, Michigan. That was neglect. But most municipalities have fluoride put in the water intentionally. So always be aware of that. Okay, let's take a little bit of a look at what Greta actually was pushed into doing. As I said before, it really is like the Village of the Damned. These are kids, and they have really kind of taken on an alien persona. They have an agenda that they want to push. And we're going to take a look at this, plus what President Trump did. I think it was a brilliant move for President Trump to go to the United Nations and to talk about religious liberty in juxtaposition to this climate issue. Because the climate issue, folks, is a religion to these kids. I've mentioned this many times. You go back to James Lovelock and his Gaia theory, and you hear this in the comments that are being made by the people who followed Greta. Oh, we need to listen because nature gets very angry at us and nature will punish us. They think they anthropomorphize everything. They think the weather is being is responding to what we're doing. But I mean, they literally think of the earth as some kind of sentient living being. It's not just a metaphor. They really believe this. You hear this over and over again from government officials, from people in the media, especially from people in Hollywood. So we're going to talk about that as we and what the real agenda behind this is. It really is about destroying capitalism, destroying sovereignty, destroying our way of life, an authoritarian system of austerity. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Kind of the barrel was like all twisted in a knot. Have you seen that at the UN? The UN with its war on drugs, its war on guns, its war on families, its war on energy, and its war on sovereignty. And it all came together yesterday as we saw the results of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, as well as the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It used to be the Agenda 21. All that coming together, being pushed by the UNIPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, inventing the problem, offering us the UN 2030 Agenda as a quote-unquote solution. Authoritarian austerity. Centrally planned, centrally controlled. And when I mean central, I mean central. Globally centered. Globally planned. A one-world government. And if we go back 2.5 years ago, February 2017, the UN official at that time admitted that global warming agenda was really about destroying capitalism. And this is just one of the many examples. I've had Mark Moreno on many times, and he's given us the confessions of people say, hey, if we didn't have climate change in order to remake and our economic and political systems, we'd need to invent it. To which we all say, I think you did invent it. For that specific purpose. And so going back to February 2017, a UN official, Christiana Figueres, I think is the way her name is pronounced, had a news conference in Brussels 2.5 years ago. She admitted that the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, quote, has a goal not of environmental activists to save the world from ecological calamity, but to destroy capitalism. And she said it very casually. This is the first time in the history of mankind that we're setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, remember, 2030, it's no longer sometime in the 21st century, but it's now 2030, within a defined period of time to change the economic development model that has been reigning for the last 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. She went on to say, this is probably the most difficult task we've ever given ourselves. See, this is the task of the UN, is to remake the world's economic development model and to control us centrally. This is the most difficult task we've ever given ourselves, which is to intentionally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history. Just think about that. These people are a stalking horse for socialism and for Marxism. And for central planning, and for world government. What is a stalking? What is that metaphor? I've mentioned it once before, I think. If you've seen the movie Jeremiah Johnson, and Robert Redford played Jeremiah Johnson, he gets the hunting tips from the old mountain man, Will Greer. Tells him how to hunt a bear. And he says, well, you use a horse, and you get the horse between you and the bear so he can't see you. And that'll allow you to get really close to the bear and make sure you take him out with the first shot. And Jeremiah Johnson says, well, ain't he going to see my legs? And Will Greer says, a bear don't know how many legs a horse has. And neither does Greta. And maybe neither do many other people that you know. You know, we look at this and we criticize Greta. And people get angry at me, or they get angry at Trump, or they get angry at other people who have pushed back against what she had to say. You know, understand that this whole thing is an anti-American agenda. Yeah, there's Jeremiah Johnson there. Pull up that meme, guys, of American Gothic that has Greta as the woman. And there it is. Greta as the woman in American Gothic and David Hogg as the male. That is anti-American Gothic. And anti-American Gothic is really what is being sold at the UN. And they're using kids to do it. Because you can't attack kids. Not allowed to do that. It's just like they got angry at President Trump for what happens at the border. Not at the parents who willingly endangered their kids, dragging them across a very dangerous physical border, but also across foreign countries. You know, coming from Central America, dragging kids through crime-infested Mexico, where the drug cartels have killed more people than are being killed in the wars in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq. As a matter of fact, they got the highest casualty right now since the fighting has declined in Syria. They were real close to the Syrian war death totals in Mexico just with the war on drugs there. And it's a lot of innocent people who are getting killed as well and getting caught up by the ancillary businesses of these drug cartels, which is human trafficking. And so these parents have willingly decided that it was worth it to endanger these children, taking them through many countries and across many physical and organized crime dangers. And then when something happens, when one of them, you know, when the father and the child die crossing a river or something like that, it's President Trump's fault. Or when they get caught up in human trafficking and turned into prostitution, or they get raped, as I think it was 80% of the young girls crossing the border say that they're raped, but it's probably more than that. It probably doesn't stop as they come across the border, because many of these parents, if they don't accompany these kids, in many cases they don't, they turn them over to drug cartels, which will then traffic these kids and into sexual bondage, prostitution, and so forth. And that's one of the reasons why they have the child separations, because they have to determine, have these kids been turned over to child traffickers, sex traffickers, or are these people really their parents? There's a real reason why that needs to be done. But the left just wrings its hands like these are some kind of Nazi prison camps. And they never, never say anything about children, mostly poor, mostly black, but not exclusively. Happens all across the board. Black, Hispanic, white kids taken by CPS, separated from their kids. The parents not given due process. But nobody cares about that, because that's being done to American families. We don't care about Americans. You Americans are nothing. It's only the people who are coming here as refugees that we should care about. And they actually do care about them. That's why they separate them, to see if they are really the parents. But when we look at this, and the people complaining about anybody pushing back against Greta and saying, well, you're abusing her, you're bullying her, and so forth. No, she's bullying other people. She's being used. She's being used to bully other people. As a matter of fact, do you remember, pull that picture up of Saddam Hussein and his human shields. You remember the first Gulf War, the run-up to that, how Saddam Hussein would pull in families, but especially children? He had the Lockwood family, for example. Can you guys pull that article up, Saddam Hussein's human shields? Just to show the picture, just to remind people. BBC talked about that. You know, that was way back in the 90s. And we'll have that picture for you when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There it is.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video or I have to hurt you.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
As I said, back in February 2017, we had a UN official, Cristiana Figueres, saying, yeah, we've given ourselves a task to intentionally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history. To do it intentionally. This is a plan. It is an agenda. UN has got a lot of different agendas, a lot of different social agendas to socially re-engineer society to create a one world government. And at the time this was put out, about 2.5 years ago, the comment from Martin Armstrong was, from a feudal order that lasted 1,000 years and produced zero growth, kept work days long, lifespans short, the countries that have embraced the free market capitalism, and let's understand that we're talking about free enterprise here. We're not talking about the crony capitalism that you see in Washington now. We're not seeing a failure of the free market. or a free enterprise or a freedom. We're not seeing that fail. What we're seeing is the failure of crony capitalism. We're seeing a failure of fascism, the merger of corporations and big government. That is truly fascism. It's not capitalism. So countries that have embraced free market capitalism have enjoyed a system in which output has increased 70-fold, work days have been halved, and lifespans have doubled. And yet, even though free markets were embraced by Western countries all over the world, even in Sweden, where Greta is from, free markets were embraced. It created a very prosperous country, but we have now been eroding that political capital of freedom for quite some time. And we're going to see the economic consequences of that as well as the spiritual consequences of it. But it's also about population control. As the New American points out, population control is really the ultimate goal of the climate change cult. And this has really a double meaning. When we talk about population control, I mean, in this particular sense, it is true. They want to reduce the number of people. But they also want to keep you very tightly controlled. That's what UN 2030 is about. Locking you up in the cities, tightly controlling everything that you do there, but also reducing the number of people radically, seeing the human population as a cancer or as a virus. That's the way it's presented in Gaia. Gaia is this unique, anthropomorphic, intelligent system that just happened randomly by chance, right? The world, okay, the planet Earth is this wonderful, special, magical unicorn that just happened by chance. And the people that are on it, the people are going to kill this thing. And so the people have to be controlled, reduced, or wiped out. That is the fundamental idea behind all of this. And you know, the father of all this, James Lovelock, used to be one of the big guys embracing climate change. And about 5 years ago, he said, you know, that's absolute nonsense. I've come to realize, said the scientist, that everybody was fawning over 20 years ago, 5 years ago. Now they hate him. You've also had one of the founders of Greenpeace reverse on that. But James Lovelock said, this is absolute nonsense. All of this climate alarmism, things that are being sold by Greta and the UN, all of that is absolute nonsense. So you want to substitute hot dogs with houseflies? Because that's really what they're talking about. We got to reduce our meat intake and eat insects, right? Now, of course, in the UK, when they say we're going to get rid of hot dogs, they don't really mean real dogs. It's okay to eat real dogs in the UK, because if you push back against that, then that is racist against Islam or immigrants or whoever who choose to eat dogs. We should not be judgmental about that. Only about the people who eat other forms of meat. We should be very judgmental about that. As a matter of fact, we should also embrace cannibalism, as they are doing everywhere, even in San Diego. They have their, or is it San Francisco? I think it's San Francisco. I think it's crazy enough it had to be San Francisco. I saw that picture of Leo Zagami's website. You can see it, leozagami.com. They had, it was a bus that had posters on there talking about the museum that was going to have an exhibit extolling the virtues of cannibalism. And when I first saw that, I thought it was a food truck. Those days are not far off. It's dark humor here. But also, you know, selling all the pod housing they call OPOD, the tube houses, which are basically just sewer pipes that you live in. What we've already seen in Hong Kong, where you have a little tiny private area that is about the size of your bed, but everybody shares about the bathroom and the living area and the kitchen and so forth. That is what they want in order to keep us controlled. And then they will also do soft kill programs on us as well if abortion doesn't get enough people. And speaking of abortion, we have The Handmaid's Tale author, Margaret Atwood, who is chiming in about climate change. And she is telling us that climate change will cause more car accidents because of brain oxygen deprivation. So kill your babies now. Don't have any more kids. We must end the patriarchy. We must kill our babies right now. She began by saying, if the oceans warm too much, the marine algae that make up 60 to 80% of the oxygen we breathe will die. Therefore, we will choke to death. Well, it's purely logical, right? Don't challenge any of her assumptions. I mean, these people come up with these silly syllogisms, And you're never allowed to challenge any of the false premises that are there. You just have to follow along with their chain of quote-unquote logic. She said, and they pointed out on True Pundit, if choking to death doesn't scare you, car accidents should, probably, because according to the 79-year-old feminist, that's what's coming next. So she said, so we'll have a lot of traffic accidents. First, because our brains will be oxygen-starved, but that's the thing that'll really do us in. If you have no oxygen, you're not going to be worrying about the monster hurricanes. This is the mind of a brain-starved feminist who gave us The Handmaid's Tale, the popular icon of the left. So then let's go to the actual human shield of climate change, Greta Thunberg. And again, remember Saddam Hussein and his climate shield. You know, he put the little kids on his lap. And says, you don't want anything to happen to these foreigners who are so happy living here in Iraq. I'm not going to let them go. They're living here in Iraq, and we're going to have them living at some of the missile sites. They're going to be living here at the palace with me. Tell everybody how happy you are to be here, right? The little marionettes. And, of course, everybody could see that they were not too happy to be there. But I guess, I don't know, is Greta happy to be part of this? She didn't really seem like she was. Let's play a little bit of that video, video clip number 3.
What's your message to world leaders today?
My message is that we'll be watching you.
Oh, we'll be watching you. Got those glowing eyes.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
I agree.
Yet you all come to us young people for hope.
No, I don't come to you for hope.
How
dare you? I don't come for you for answers or hope or anything.
In my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Okay, let's just hold her right there. Yeah, you've stolen my dreams. She's been psychologically abused by schools, by media, by her parents. You've given us, people are dying out there, you know, entire ecosystems are twerking in the streets as we speak. In D.C., you saw that as well. You have fairy tales that you fed us of eternal economic growth, and she's been fed fairy tales of unicorn farts bringing about a global apocalypse. That's the sad thing about this. The sky is falling. We know, because Chicken Little has told us so. When we come back, all right, we're going to take a look at what President Trump had to say about that, and we're going to take a look at how he pushed back against this religion, this global religion of environmentalism that is being used to destroy our society and our future. That's really what the culprit is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But Normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alec.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them, and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beets is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it out of the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beets today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com, and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages, and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beets at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beets with free shipping and double Patriot points.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
My message is that we'll be watching you. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
All right, that's what she was there for, and that's what the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child was there for. Well, we must listen to children's opinions. Their opinions hold equal weight to an informed scientist or anybody else. And we must respect their opinions. We must pay attention to them. They are not young adults in training. They're individuals, and if they want to consent to have sex with pedophiles like Jeffrey Epstein, all the government leaders that he hangs out with, and all the tech leaders that he hangs out with, then we should respect that right of the children. It's a right of the children, you know. And let me tell you something. Just as Jeffrey Epstein was using children for his own benefit. These people at the UN are doing the same thing to her. It is shameful how they have stolen her childhood. She should cry about that. She doesn't really understand how they have put her and many others in a position where they're, quite frankly, ready to drink the Kool-Aid. It's absolutely amazing when you look at that. Now, President Trump, I think, had probably the best response. He says, she seems like a very happy young girl. she seems like a very happy young girl. Yeah, she's not, is she? And you have to ask yourself, you know, there she is scowling at President Trump. You know, oh, yeah, if looks could kill. You know, when I look at that picture there, President Trump coming in. Again, I said today, just as I said last week, it is like the village of the damned. These kids who desire to rule us. And folks, if looks could kill, like it did in that old sci-fi movie, Village of the Damned, oh, President Trump would be dead right now. You can just see those eyes glaring at her. Let's remind people of this old movie. In case you haven't seen it, you should go back and look at it. It puts a whole new light on what the UN is doing with children. Play that clip.
Children that grew to look like this. Beautiful youngsters behind whose fiery, hypnotic eyes lurk the demon forces of another world.
They're not human. They ought to be destroyed.
Forces put to such sinister use that it became a national emergency.
We are gathered here as advisors, as scientists, as government experts.
No, must
be. Have we established anything about the origins of these children? There is the possibility of the transmission of energy.
Let me get this straight. You imply that these children may be the result of impulses directed towards us from somewhere in the universe.
Why are you so nervous when an airplane flies above you?
Until recently,
they don't like airplanes.
Able to make our control reach as
they look
far
at the airplanes.
As
they fly airplane. An airplane, they're going to crash.
Have, right? Ready?
Today, their control reaches out into space. Tomorrow, will it girdle the globe?
Well, it will if the UN has anything
to
say.
Stop us. Leave us alone.
We have rights. The UN says so. We have rights. We have a convention here. The rights of the child. And everybody except that backward nation in the United States has signed on to this. But don't worry, because they have a fifth column within the United States. Even though the treaty has not been ratified, we have our judicial system, the federal judicial system, that is going to implement that treaty, even though we never did ratify it. You have stolen my childhood, as she throws her tearful tantrum. The article from Zero Hedge has a great cartoon. Guys, if you see that article, pull up that article. For more than 30 years, she said, the science has been crystal clear. We are at the beginning of a mass extinction. Oh, really? It's been clear for 30 years? Has it really? Yeah, scroll down and show that cartoon there. You know, back in 1970, we were told we'd be in an ice age by 2000. 1976, global cooling will change the world by 2000. 1989, global warming and rising seas will now wipe out entire nations off the map by 2000. 1990, we have 5 to 10 years to save the rainforest. 1999, the Himalayan glaciers will be gone in 10 years. In the year 2000, they told us snow will soon be a thing of the past. 2007, global warming will cause fewer hurricanes. 2012, global warming will cause more hurricanes. 2014, the science is now settled, isn't it? No, if it's science, it's never settled. And that's especially if it's science that is trying to predict the weather, let alone the climate. The problem that the climate pimps are having right now is that these predictions have now been going on for decades. It was one thing when they could come out and say with certainty and with authority because of the degrees that they had or because of the institutions that they taught at or because of the government offices that they had. They could argue from the position of authority that, yes, we're talking about climate change. And even though we can't predict what the weather is going to be this afternoon, we can tell you what the climate will be like 50 to 100 years from now. Well, it's now 50 years that they've been going on with this stuff. And we can see the lies and the failures. And they just continue to pile up. And they get more and more hysterical. Why? Because their deadline, 2030, is approaching. And because their failed climate predictions are really kind of coming back to haunt them. That's why they need children. Children who've not been taught history. Children who've not been taught science. Children who've just been propagandized. But the left doesn't like it when you criticize these people. They get really upset. As a matter of fact, you know, they don't like the fact that President Trump said, well, she looks like a very happy person, doesn't she? Dinesh D'Souza put out a thing comparing her to the Hitler Youth. I think it's an apt comparison, quite frankly, like I talked about before, the anti-American gothic of her and David Hogg. I mean, these angry, lecturing kids, I mean, they really are the Hitler Youth. It really is an apt metaphor. Dinesh D'Souza said, children, notably Nordic white girls with braids and red cheeks, were often used by Nazi propaganda. An old Goebbels technique. Look at today's progressive left. They're still learning their game from an earlier left in the 1930s. Ooh, that is so accurate that it really hurts, doesn't it? But President Trump, when he went to the UN, I think was right to focus on religious liberty. By the way, that's the first time you've ever had any national leader go to the United Nations and talk about religious liberty. Let that sink in. Why is it that at the UN, they have never cared one whit about religious liberty? Because it is a godless institution that seeks to establish itself as ruler of the world, and they don't like the competition from any quarter. No religion. They don't care about that at all. All of the talk about, oh, we got to protect the children, we got to help the children, it's been going on for 30 years, I've been talking about during this program, that was not about helping the kids. That was about instilling their religion of secular humanism, of man as the ruler. And they will be the ruler of man. Nobody that you're going to answer to. As a matter of fact, when you look at this, I talked about this last week briefly. Pull up that picture of what happened actually at Union Seminary. I mean, this is a nominally, and by that I mean a name only, Christian seminary. Today in chapel, we confessed to plants. Together, we held our grief, our joy, our regret, our hope, our guilt, our sorrow, and prayer, offering them to the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. What do you confess to the plants in your life? See, this is Gaia worship. This is pantheism. And this is what's being taught now in Christian seminaries. You know, Harvard and Yale, they began as Christian seminaries. Look at them now. And so President Trump goes to the UN, and as Greta is selling her world religion, her new world religion, this is what the Pope talks about all the time. He doesn't talk about Christianity. He doesn't talk about Roman Catholicism. He talks about the climate and the earth, and he pushes out encyclicals on it, and he brings in people like John Schellenhuber and others who have pushed for a radical reduction in population, killing off people, soft or otherwise, because that is the religion of the Pope, that is the religion of the UN, and we're going to talk about what President Trump said as he confronted that and confronted the hypocrisy of this one world religion at the UN. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
President Trump went to the UN to talk about religious freedom, something that no world leader has ever done at the UN, because the UN doesn't like any competition to them being God. And as he walked in, the high priestess of environmental religions, Greta, gave him dagger stares. And if she'd had those special powers of the kids in the Village of the Damned, she wouldn't have needed any other kids to basically make President Trump's head explode. Just look at those pictures of her. That middle school kid did everything but give him the middle finger. And President Trump's speech on religious freedom has also been attacked by the left in a couple of different points. Mother Jones said, well, President Trump's speech on religious freedom conveniently ignored one major ally, Saudi Arabia. Well, that is true. That is true. I got to say, as I did last week, these people that we're willing to go to war for have already executed 134 people this year. Many of them, political dissidents and religious dissidents. That's why they're coming after people, because of religious issues. They're going to impose their Sharia law on people. If you don't do that, they're going to kill you. If you are a different sect of Islam, you know, they're Wahhabists. If you are Sunni or Shia, you might run afoul of them and you might get put in jail or executed if you have political demonstrations there. If you're a child, Saudi Arabia, they signed on that UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, but they arrested minors who had simply tweeted out messages about demonstrations that were there, arrested them as they were minors, brutalized them, tortured them in jail, and then eventually killed them, executed them, beheaded them, put them up on crosses, crucified them. And so President Trump didn't say anything about the hypocrisy of Saudi Arabia, but he was talking about things in general. One of the most ridiculous, and that was Mother Jones criticizing him on that. USA Today, however, criticized him because they said, well, look at the hypocrisy of the U.S. Look at President Trump's Muslim ban. Ooh. Well, it isn't a Muslim ban, as I've said many times. We had seven countries that President Trump banned people from coming in. He said, these are dangerous countries. These are countries, by the way, that President Obama had gone to war with. Remember in 2013, remember the book by Mark Halpern, Double Down, where he said President Obama told his aides when he was talking about drone strikes, it turns out I'm really good at killing. He's really good at starting a lot of wars, especially in Muslim countries. But the left gave Obama a pass on that, just like Ed Snowden gave him a pass on the persecution of whistleblowers at the NSA and so forth. They always give their own a pass on these things, don't they? But it's not, when you look at those countries, one of them was Venezuela, one of them was North Korea. It was not a Muslim ban. Five of the countries out of the seven were Muslim countries. Do you know how many countries are predominantly Muslim? 50. That means that President Trump did not ban people from 45 of those 50 countries coming here. It was a ban on 10% of the Muslim countries. So it was not a Muslim ban. It was a ban saying that we're going to vet more carefully the people who are coming to us from countries that Obama said are dangerous enough that we're going to go kill people there, going to go to war with them. Well, he didn't declare it, and they won't declare what he did. But they will attack President Trump and say, well, look at that hypocrisy. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. And we've got some updates as to what is the state of religious persecution here in the United States and what quarters is it coming from? Yeah, we have persecution of Christianity here in the United States. We have persecution of families here in the United States. And for the most part, it's coming from the federal government. We need to cast out the log in our own eye, don't we? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As President Trump went to the UN yesterday, he stayed for about 10 minutes, and then he left with Vice President Pence to talk about religious freedom at the UN. First time a leader has ever spoken about religious freedom at the UN, but that really upset Mayor Peewee. Pete Buttigieg, very bitter, as the headline from Breitbart says, Pete Buttigieg, bitter after Trump and Pence leave the UN climate summit early. Actually, Breitbart doesn't use the term Buttigieg, I do. That's my particular term for Mayor Peewee. because I'm sure he would love that. He just hasn't thought of it yet. Because everywhere he goes, he likes to remind people how gay he is. Think of the gayest thing you can, and I'm even gayer than that, says Buttigieg. And he always has a chip on his shoulder about Christianity, doesn't he? And so he was very upset. He was very triggered about the fact that President Trump would leave the sacred worship service being held for the environment, led by a middle school girl, and actually talk about religious freedom. Buttigieg said, this is what the end of American global leadership looks like. Well, I'll tell you, this is what he was looking at was the beginning of, not even the beginning, but the next level of global religion. So we got a lot of Christian pastors who are praising President Trump for skipping the UN panel on imaginary climate crisis to address the real problem of religious persecution. More than 80% of the world's population live in areas where religious freedom is highly restricted, according to the State Department's International Religious Freedom Report. And a couple of pastors speaking out on it, Robert Jeffress said, this is the first time a leader of a nation has addressed the UN on religious persecution. A third of the world is living under religious persecution, and it is a remarkable thing that this president would skip a UN climate change summit on an imaginary problem to address the very real problem of global persecution of believers. And so he says, what other president in history would have had the guts to do what President Trump is doing today? And I applaud him for doing it. I applaud him. And I think that we really ought to be leaders in that respect. And I think we need to lead by example, not by speech. And so let's take a look at some of the religious persecution that is happening here in America and where it's coming from. Because the fundamental issue that is confronting us here in America, it's the same thing that is tied President Trump down on the border wall, is judicial tyranny, judicial supremacy. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me when you look at the First Amendment that says that Congress shall enact no law that will abridge free speech or religious freedom, that type of thing, right? Will not establish a religion, will not abridge free speech, no laws. And yet, what is it, what do we call it when the Supreme Court makes a decision? Every time you hear them talk about the sacred Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade, you hear them say, it's the law of the land. No, actually, Congress makes laws, not the Supreme Court. But they pretend that it's a law. Okay, well, you say, well, if it is a law, then that law is in violation. And many of the laws that the Supreme Court has made are in violation of religious liberty. Because we have federal courts all the time telling us what we can and cannot do here in America. If their decisions are law, then it's conflicted by the First Amendment. But of course they say, no, it's not. Just like they say, well, civil asset forfeiture, that's not a conflict with your Sixth Amendment rights to due process and protection against excessive fines and having a jury trial and actually being found guilty before you're punished. No, no, no. They can take your property without even charging you with a crime, because this is not a law. This is a rule from the bureaucracy. And so the Supreme Court can impinge on your freedom of religion, your free expression of your religion, and they can do it and say, well, the bureaucracy makes rules and the federal judges make rulings. And none of those are laws. So what they do, even though it really does take away your due process, even though it takes away your religious freedom or your free speech, it's not a law, so that's okay. But then again, it is the law of the land when it comes to Roe v. Wade, right? We have an Alabama high school students in Alabama. We have a whole group of high school students defy a judge's ban on prayer. And they recite the Lord's Prayer at a football game. Now, this is an important thing. Again, this was the anti-First Amendment group that calls itself Freedom from Religion. They're diametrically opposed to the First Amendment that talks about the free expression of religion. We have a freedom of religion, not a freedom from religion. And so what they did was they complained about students at a high school. They said they should be prohibited from expressing their Christian beliefs in the school. The letter that was obtained by the Alabama News Network, the group cited concerns of a parent, one parent, who, because of the public prayer, said that this parent felt alienated enough to want to move their child out of the district, but didn't actually do it. The Supreme Court, said the group, has specifically struck down invocations given over the loudspeaker at public school athletic events, even when student-led. And in response, the district ordered the administrators to kowtow to these people who have taken away their First Amendment rights. Well, we have a group here that doesn't agree with the First Amendment, and they say you can't have any freedom in a public space, so we're going to let them rule you, and so you can't do that. So they directed the school not to do that, but the students did it anyway. Instead of remaining silent, they chose to defiantly recite the Lord's Prayer out loud, and that's the way we ought to react to this. Again, we're talking about spheres of influence and authority, not influence, but authority. The family, the house, you know, your house is your castle, your family is your own little sphere of influence. Unless you've got parents who are abusing their children, in that case, what they have done is they have violated their authority. You stay out of it. You stay out of it. If a government, however, that is instituted by God, violates its charter, its authority, then they have no authority. And just as the state can come in and intervene in a family where the parents are abusing the children because the parents are no longer in alignment with God's authority as being parents, the state, when it defies its authority, has to be, it is our duty to do something about it, just like it would be the duty of the state or some other authority to come in and intervene in a family where the kids are being physically or sexually abused. You have a duty to do that. You not only have a right, but you have a duty. And we have a right and a duty to shut down this kind of judicial tyranny. There is absolutely no legal authority for this. And just take a look at the many ways that we have this going back and forth. Now, of course, we've had a lot of these cases where the LGBT lobby, not content with tolerance, they want to dominate people. They want to demand that you celebrate for them. They want to demand that you go to their weddings and take pictures or bake custom cakes for them. Or in this particular case, you had some Christian calligraphers, and they were, they had, through a court case, you had a gay wedding. They wanted to force these Christian calligraphers to produce customized wedding invitations. And the Arizona Supreme Court shut that down. And we have seen that against the baker in Colorado. He fought that against the Colorado institution. I think they call themselves a human rights institution, but they didn't care about the human rights of the baker. Again, they people could come in, they could buy anything in his store. But if you want me to make a custom cake for you, if you want me as a Jewish bakery to make a Nazi cake just because you want to dominate me, or if you want me as a Christian baker to bake a cake to celebrate homosexual marriage that I believe is a sin just because you want to dominate me, the Supreme Court rightfully said no, and the Arizona Supreme Court rightfully said no. But we shouldn't even have to appeal to them for our rights. Our rights are hanging by a thread on each of these. And in many ways, they have made the wrong decision, especially when it comes to human life. We'll be right back.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are. The individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset.
Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just want to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Like I said, President Trump skipped out on the UN panel on climate religion, and he talked about actual tolerance of religion and religious persecution. First leader to do that. And I think it was very important to do that. One of the criticisms that was brought against him by Mother Jones, again, he had bogus criticisms from USA Today. I won't rehash it, but, you know, saying, well, this is a guy who bans Muslim countries. No, he banned people coming from five Muslim countries. That's only 10% of all the Muslim countries, and those are five countries that we were at war with. And he also banned people coming from North Korea and Venezuela, I think was the other country. North Korea is not a Muslim country. Neither is Venezuela. Nevertheless, the criticism about what was going on with Saudi Arabia, I think, is justified. We need to talk about that. Why are we going to war for these people? We just had the Houthis say, let's have a treaty, and the Saudis just rejected it out of hand. But when we look at what's going on in terms of religious freedom, I want to think about not only what's going on with the courts, and if we don't address this issue of judicial tyranny, then we don't really have a hope in this country. Because it's not just destroying life. It's not just destroying religious freedom, which has been the mission of the Supreme Court for quite some time. But it is also destroying the rule of law in this country, and everything that the president has not only a legal right to do, but a duty to do is being second-guessed by every single federal judge. And we got to stop pretending that every single federal judge, and there are several hundred of them, only a single one anywhere can veto the president on any issue where he clearly has authority, clearly has authority. So it's a bigger issue even than religious freedom. But let's kind of take a look at Saudi Arabia, religion and vaccines. All these things come together. Religious freedom, vaccination mandates, and the Saudis, for example. Because going back to July of this year, you know, you have Saudi Arabia, Mecca is where all the Muslims make their Hajj each year, their pilgrimage, right? And the government of Saudi Arabia decided that they would institute mandatory vaccination. Mandatory vaccination for meningitis. So they believed that that was a problem, and they decided that everybody who comes is going to have to get a vaccine if you're going to make the pilgrimage to Mecca. And so I guess they were going to be provided by the Saudi government because they were the ones who picked a vaccine manufacturer, and they picked a company, Biomed, which is already under scrutiny for supplying allegedly tainted polio vaccines. So here's a company that there's been allegations that their polio vaccines are tainted. And understand, this is something that even the vaccine mandators, the authoritarian vaccinators, let's call whatever you want to call them, they should understand this. I mean, they're separate issues. Number one, if the vaccine is safe, if it's effective, but also, is it properly manufactured? Now, here in America, they wouldn't have to worry about this, right? Because we've given immunity to the vaccine companies. But you do have to worry. Even if you believe, and even if the vaccine were safe and effective, you still have to worry about whether or not it is tainted, whether or not it was manufactured properly. And these companies should have liability on that, but we've given them immunity for any of this stuff here in America. Last year, we had two toddlers immediately die after being given the MMR vaccine. And it was, there was some problem with it. They kept it swept under the carpet. We don't know if it was a manufacturing issue, if it wasn't properly refrigerated and stored. We've had situations where there have been riots in China, where the people have realized that because of shoddy manufacturing processes, they were given tainted vaccines that injured or killed people. You had riots in many cities. They went out, drugged the officials out of their homes and beat them up. The mob did. But here in America, we give them immunity no matter what they do. So in Saudi Arabia, this company, Biomed, under scrutiny for supplying allegedly tainted polio vaccines, was still given the contract to provide meningitis vaccines for all the people on pilgrimage to Mecca, all the Muslims. Now, you should care about this because this is Muslims. We don't care about Christians. We don't care about any other religion, but we bow down and worship Muslims. So let's pay attention here because this is serious. We don't care when Christians are persecuted by the Chinese communists, but we care when it's Muslims that are being persecuted, and we should care. I'm not saying we shouldn't care. I'm just saying that they don't seem to care about anybody but the Muslims. So pay attention to this, vaxxers. At least two batches of meningitis vaccines meant for the Hajj pilgrims have failed quality tests, sending the Saudi government scrambling for emergency supplies. The company was given a one-time permit to produce the vaccine for the pilgrims, even though it had been barred from manufacturing last year because of the allegedly tainted polio vaccines. So they went ahead and produced two batches of 90,000 doses, each of the Biomed's vaccines, two doses of 90,000 each. That's 180,000. They were looking to get about 200,000. So they got 180,000 of these. They failed quality tests at the government's central drug laboratory. And one public health expert said, it's strange that the health authorities allowed the company, which is already under a scanner, to supply them vaccines just to save money. Yeah, isn't it strange that governments would, for the sake of a connected company that wants to make profits, isn't it strange that they would have total disregard for public health? Which brings us to Scott Gottlieb, the now departed head of the Trump FDA. It was Scott Gottlieb who, in February of this year, before he departed in April for greener pastures, it was Scott Gottlieb, FDA commissioner, told reporters that the failure of some states to narrow vaccine exemptions was, quote, going to force the hand of federal health agencies. He didn't offer any details, but he did say that, quote, we could mandate certain rules about what is and isn't permissible when it comes to allowing people to have exemptions. And, of course, one of the first exemptions to go is religious exemption. Many people don't want to have vaccines that have been derived by experimentation on fetuses, okay, by aborted fetuses. They have a moral and ethical objection to that, a religious objection to that. Well, that's being swept aside in places like California. It's being swept aside, as I reported yesterday, in Maine. In Maine, 7% of the population there has signed a petition to stop a draconian new law that would say if you don't get a vaccine, you're not going to be allowed to attend government schools. You're not going to be allowed to attend private schools. You're not going to be allowed to attend parochial or religious schools. As a matter of fact, you're not even going to be able to get credentials by getting educated online. We're going to shut you down. And now 7% of the population of Maine has said no. And they said, we don't care about your religious exemptions. We don't care about your medical issues that you have about this. And now that FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, after he resigned 2 months later, he went to work for Pfizer, the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines. So President Trump, if you want to pay attention to religious liberty, you better pay attention to judicial tyranny, and you better pay attention to these vaccine mandates that are violating our religious liberties here at home. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make Uber handle down. Because we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
My fellow freedom lovers, I'm very excited to bring you Vaso Beats. I've been wanting a beet formula for years because they're popular, they're bestsellers, because people like them and they really work. It's on record that beets are good for healthy liver, help support athletic performance, supports healthy blood vessels. The list goes on and on. Cardiovascular and heart health supports, one of the biggest, what's called Vaso Beats, help support the body's natural nitric oxide production. Ooh, that is the biggie. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vaso Beats is a concentrated beet extract. You'd have to eat a lot of beets to get what you get in each dropper full of this. Take it under the tongue so you absorb it into your bloodstream. Get Vaso Beats today, our latest product, at InfoWarsLife.com and take care of yourself, take care of your family. It's great for all ages and support the InfoWar in the face of the globalist. Vaso Beats at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we're running a special 50% off on Vaso Beats with free shipping and double Patriot points.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong. Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering InfoWars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and T-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, while we were during, while we were on break, I heard that promotion again. The one that Alex did the animation that's got the Chinese dragon and so forth. That was something that I tweeted out on Saturday, and I went to look for that, and I didn't see it. And I asked the guys. I said, "Take a look at my Twitter feed. See if you still see that there." You know, Twitter has actually removed that from my Twitter feed. Isn't that amazing? They've had my wife unfollow me after suggesting to her over and over again that she shut off notifications from me. suggesting to her that she follow AOC. Then they finally had her unfollow me. And then they had me unfollow Rob Dew. And now they have removed an InfoWars tweet that I put up. It's pretty amazing. And they keep me very narrowly defined at 122,000 people, plus or minus 100. And I can watch on a third-party site. I can see it going up. I get 30, 50, 100 in a particular day, whatever. And that'll happen for like 4 days in a row. And then to keep it, get it back down, I'll have a net loss of 100, 150, whatever, for a couple of days just to keep it down. And they keep me at 122,000 plus or minus 100 or so. Very narrow, narrow window. I've seen that happen to other people as well. And this is what they do other than outright banning. Now, if you want to see the stuff that I put up there, as long as they don't, you know, this is a new thing. I've been shadow banned. I've had my reach limited at Libertarian. And now they're actually removing posts. Kind of interesting. So you can find some of the stuff maybe at Libertarian. I put out a post. I need to go back and review that. I had a lot of people suggest, where should I go? Because I'm really kind of fed up with Twitter. I don't like it. I don't like being controlled. I don't like being lied to. I don't like people who create the rules for the public square and then don't follow them themselves. And that's what we see on YouTube. That's what we see elsewhere. So if you want to find our content, you can find it at band.video. I also have, if you're having problems viewing something, because we're under a lot of denial of service attacks. So if you're having a problem viewing something, you also find it at BitChute. We've got other places that we put the video up as well. And, of course, you can find content of this show on podcasts. I'm on TuneIn, iTunes, Spreaker, I think, iHeart, a lot of those different ones. I've got them listed at the Twitter account. Anyway, I got one more thing to say about where we are. Again, when President Trump talks about religious freedom, well, President Trump, religious freedom is under attack primarily in the United States from an out-of-control judicial usurpation, a judicial tyranny. Do something about that. If you do something about judicial tyranny and you have the authority to protect the border in any way that you see fit. As a matter of fact, you not only have the authority, you have the duty, as I've been saying from day one. President Trump can order the military to build the wall. And we have the Pentagon saying, well, yeah, we'll do these projects. And then a week or so later, they pull it back and say, well, no, those three projects, we're not going to do them anymore because they're going to be too expensive. You can't make this stuff up. And President Trump needs to not cede that authority to the Pentagon. We have civilian rule over the military, and we need to keep that. And whether or not you agree with MacArthur or you agree with Truman over the particular policy that they had a disagreement with, it was right for President Truman to fire MacArthur, and MacArthur, because he wanted to preserve civilian rule, stepped down. And now we have people at the Pentagon, when President Trump says we're going to remove the troops out of Afghanistan, they say, no, you're not. We're not moving anybody. And, of course, they haven't. And President Trump finally said, okay, well, we'll bring a few of them home, but we're going to stay there forever. And they said, all right, we'll give you $3.5 billion for your wall stuff. And then they pull it back another week or so later. Can't let that happen. And we can't let this judicial usurpation happen and continue either. As I said many times, President Trump, go back and look at Andrew Jackson. He told the Supreme Court that they had rule, they issued their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. We have not only a constitution, but we also have a division of powers. We should not let the federal judiciary shut down the other branches of government, and we should not let them write laws. Every time I hear these people, and they will never talk about Roe v. Wade without always saying, it's the law of the land. It's the law of the land. Well, we've seen so many Supreme Court decisions that have been reversed. Supreme Court decisions that said, you catch an escaped slave, you got to send it back. The Dred Scott decision. We had a decision saying, there is no free speech for movies. Send that film producer to jail. That was done under Woodrow Wilson when he wanted to get us into World War I. He jailed a guy who did a movie about the spirit of 76. So we see Supreme Court decisions that are wrong all the time. You know, that decision saying that film had no First Amendment protection stood from, was it 1915, I think, to the 1950s, early 1950s. President Trump should tell these federal judges or even the Supreme Court, you have no authority when it comes to protecting the border. You've issued your opinion. I'd like to see you enforce it. And he should tell the military, you are going to take orders from me because we have civilian control of the military. And if you don't do that, we've surrendered that now as well to the bureaucracy. We have, just to give you an idea of how bad this is, and I mentioned this earlier in the program, we need to spend a little bit more time on it. Harper's Magazine ran a forum. This was a forum that was at the New York University Law School, and I put law school in air quotes here. This was this past spring. This is an article written by New American. So this was done this last spring, and it concluded that the Constitution is the source of what it sees as most of our modern political problems. The moderator, Rosa Brooks, set the tone, decrying a culture that, quote, reveres this piece of paper as if it had been handed by God out of a burning bush and treats the Constitution as more or less sacred. Is it really a good thing to have a document written almost 250 years ago still be viewed as binding on us in some way? Rosa Brooks, a Georgetown law professor. This is where we go, folks, to get our Supreme Court justices, Georgetown Law School. And she says, we revere this piece of paper as if it had been handed by God out of a burning bush. We treat it as if it was sacred. We treat it as if it was the king. The principle that was established with the Magna Carta, the principle that was defined by other philosophers, lex rex, the law is king. And that was the principle that justified the American Revolution, because we had a king who had denied the Magna Carta, who had established himself as an absolute monarch. And Winston Churchill, when he wrote the history of the English-speaking people, said it was a good thing that the American Revolution freed England as well from a tyrannical despot. It established the power of Parliament over and above the king as well. It helped to reestablish the Magna Carta, because if you don't enforce these things, yeah, they are just a piece of paper. But these people lie. They're unfaithful stewards when they do this. And it reminds me of what she said. Here's Rosa Brooks. You know, we've been told many times, people who heard him say it, George W. Bush said the Constitution is just a damn piece of paper. Well, she said it at a forum. And then she had other people, another Georgetown Law School professor, again, where we go to get our Supreme Court judges, Louis Seidman, said the Constitution, quote, was illegal from the beginning, said it was a neat trick that people feel bound to respect the document. Well, then I guess we can get rid of all the perjury charges, because when you swear to tell the truth, right, you get people for that, it's perjury. When you swear to uphold the Constitution and you don't do it, you now no longer have any authority. Another law professor, this one, however, from the University of Miami, said every word of the Constitution from we the people on is a lie. And then we have a former congresswoman, Donna Edwards from Maryland, said legislators can only hope that a court will bypass all this other dysfunction in the other branches. Lawrence Lessig from Harvard, another place we go to get our Supreme Court justices. The U.S. Constitution, says Lessig, has the provision in Article 5 to allow us to call a convention to propose amendments. If two-thirds of the state legislators vote to convene it, the Constitution requires it. And that's what we need to do. So when they like what the Constitution says about a convention or whatever, then they can call the convention. And when they rewrite the Constitution the way they like it, oh, then they will treat it as a law of the land. Until then, it's just a damn piece of paper. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last, across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds, plus these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's absolutely amazing to me to see how big this story about Ukraine has become and how they have spun this. As I said yesterday, I think that this is something that's being done by the DNC, by people who support Elizabeth Warren. They wanted to air the dirty laundry of Joe Biden early so they could perhaps get him out. And we are now seeing in several of the polls in Democrat states like California, we're now seeing Elizabeth Warren surging in the polls. And this is all happening at the same time they release that information. It's a way for them to clear out Joe Biden and attack President Trump at the same time. It's actually a pretty brilliant move. But it's not just the Democrats. We've got a lot of rhinos, Republicans in name only, coming after President Trump as well. Beginning with, of course, the usual suspect, Mitt Romney. The guy who is the heir to John McCain, who is now in the Senate. He's called for the Trump-Ukraine whistleblower complaint to be released. And, you know, he thinks that this is really serious and something's got to be done about this. Not about Joe Biden, just about President Trump, right? We don't care if Joe Biden goes to Ukraine and brags about it at the Council on Foreign Relations, brags about the fact that he tells them to shut down an investigation of a company that his son is making big bucks off of. shut down that investigation of corruption of, my son's company. And then he goes to China, and he is expected by our Pacific allies to get tough on China about their intimidation of other people. And instead, it's a very amicable relationship, and he walks away. He actually has his son Hunter go with him. And they walk away with a new contract in hand for a big biometric surveillance company. Oh, win-win, right? So you go to China and you do deals for your son to get his biometric surveillance company going to help their police state and surveillance. Because, you know, we need to get that technology tried out over there so they can bring it here to America. And by the way, you know, Hunter can make a lot of money doing that. And then he goes to the Ukraine. And then he cuts this dirty deal and then shuts down the prosecutor and brags about the fact 6 hours after I told him, you either get rid of this guy or we're going to hold back $1 billion in aid. He said 6 hours, he was gone. He bragged about that. We got videotape of the footage of him bragging about that, but that's okay. And that company, for all of these climate change people in the Democrat Party, that company was a natural gas company. It was fossil stuff. Carbon stuff. They was making a lot, but they don't care. They really don't care. They'd like to air this dirty laundry. You know, President Trump would have certainly pulled that into the campaign, but he would like to have waited until after Biden got the nomination. They don't want Biden to get the nomination. He is vulnerable and decrepit in a number of ways. So they are rolling this out. But then it goes, you know, not just the Democrats, but you got Mitt Romney out there saying, yeah, we got to do this. And then MSNBC has a trio of Republicans, again, rhinos, people like Mark Sanford, South Carolina, Bill Weld, all these people, Republicans in name only, Joe Walsh, talk show host. They had all three candidates on Morning Joe to come after President Trump, and they were not disappointed. First of all, Joe Walsh says he's a king, he's a would-be dictator, blah, blah, blah. And then you've got, this isn't Russia, this isn't China, you can't just cancel elections in the United States of America. Well, I don't know where that is happening, right? Oh, well, that's the primaries he's talking about. Well, that's happened many times before, actually. You've had the political parties basically run their primaries. When this, the way that this has worked for quite some time, whether or not it's legal or not, they always get ballot access. They never have to get any signatures to get on the ballot. If they don't file their candidates by the deadline, then you'll always have a federal judge who'll say, well, it doesn't serve any purpose to have just two candidates on the ballot. Since we don't have Republicans on there, we're going to have to put him on there as the third candidate, even though he missed the deadline. We've seen that over and over again. And when it comes time to pick the candidates, you can either choose to pick the candidates in convention, or you can have a primary. Or you can just appoint them. It's up to the party how it's done. And so when you got three candidates like this that are so weak, Walsh and Bill Weld and Mark Sanford, you've already had several states where the Republican Party says, we're not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to run a primary because President Trump has got a higher approval rating than President Obama did at this point in his presidency. He got reelected. And nobody knows or cares about these candidates. And to give you any reason why they don't know or care, just take a look at Bill Weld, one of the most liberal rhinos we've ever had, former governor of Massachusetts, kind of like that former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, who they cherry-picked because they knew that he had already enacted Obamacare in cooperation with Ted Kennedy. And so that former Republican, quote-unquote Republican governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, was picked in 2012 because the establishment wanted Obamacare. And they didn't care if it was called Obamacare, if it was called Romneycare. It was the same thing. And now we've got this other former governor of Massachusetts who calls himself Republican. He ran as the VP in 2016 of the Libertarian Party, got essentially no votes. And he had something very provocative to say about President Trump. He called it treason, and he called for the death penalty on the Morning Joe thing. And then he doubled down on it. And I think we've got the double down clip. Let's play video clip number 5.
Well, you went a little bit further than just impeachment in your prior comments, and I just want to continue with that a bit. You said that Donald Trump has committed treason, and the penalty for treason under American law is death. What's the legal framework here? Have you looked into this? How do you see this proceeding?
Well, the legal framework is under the U.S. Criminal Code. The only penalty for treason is death. It's spelled out in the statute. Under the Constitution, as you know, grounds for removal from office, impeachment and removal from any federal office, are treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. We don't have to worry about bribery anymore, although I think he's committed that. We don't have to worry about other high crimes and misdemeanors, although I think he's committed many. He's such a lawless man. We've got treason, and we don't have to dribble around the court. We can go right for the hoop. But this president has been trying to cancel this election for months. He tried to cancel the New Hampshire First in the Nation primary. Well, that went over like a lead balloon in New Hampshire because they're not stupid. So the people of New Hampshire were really the first ones to stand up to President Trump this year. But the time has come, it's well past time for this guy, in my opinion, to be colloquial, to be carted off to save us all. He's daring us all to let him be totally lawless. He has no respect for the law. He doesn't understand the law. He has no knowledge base under any issues. Why do we want this man as President of the United States? I don't get it. And now the path is clear. It's a whole new level, and we have to count noses among the Republicans in the Senate. And if they won't say, this is a bridge too far for us, then they really, as Congressman Walsh said, I totally agree with him, they have no chance at the ballot box next year. Not just President Trump, but those members of the Senate.
This is the guy who was the vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. He wants to count noses. He wants to participate in a primary. I think he should get that primary. He should get it good and hard. President Trump is 6 points higher than Obama at the same point in his presidency. President Trump's approval rating is at 52%. So you want that primary? Maybe you better wish that it was canceled. You could tell everybody, well, I would have won. I could have beat him if we'd had that primary. Now you better hope that the Republican Party wastes that money on William Weld running in his quixotic quest to become president. He's already not enough to humiliate himself like he did in 2016. But now you got Nancy Pelosi jumping in and saying, oh, now I think we got a reason to impeach him. You got CNN saying it's just a conspiracy theory if you talk about anything that happened with Joe Biden. But if you talk about President Trump, oh, we're going to take it seriously. He should be impeached. No, simply because the establishment doesn't like him. They're afraid he's going to get reelected. And that's really what this is about, that and the Democrat Party. Folks, we're just about out of time. I just want to remind you again about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our Black Friday comes early, 50% off all InfoWars Life products. That's all of our health supplements and free shipping and double Patriot points. We also have up to 50% off of preparedness products. We've got 3 month, 6 month, 1 year supplies of InfoWars Life Select storable food that is storable for up to 25 years, non-GMO, made in America. And again, you can reseal. It's got the best packaging you're going to find in any storable food ever. You can reseal that for a short period of time after you open the seal. I mean, it'll stay for 25 years, but once you open it, you can reseal that. We also have some other interesting preparedness products that you can take a look at. We have $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. We have 40% off of the other InfoWars Life Select products. And we have even things, check out the preparedness products that we've got. We've got storable seed kits, we've got webcam covers, we've got privacy pouches. The government's not going to protect your privacy, but you can. With these types of preparedness products, again, free shipping, double Patriot points, and all of the InfoWars Life products, 50% off. Thanks for listening. That's our program for today.